Just a friendly reminder that the opinions expressed on this show are not worth a Canadian penny, so disregard anything you hear that might get anyone in trouble. And despite some of the great ideas you may hear, don't try them at home. Go to a friend's house instead.
That's what I've been thinking. Well, I could afford one. And if I did just a little less drinking, time to put something between me and the sun when the talking is over. It's time to get a gun.
Sore turkeys.
Actually, they're a bit tasty, I think.
Squirrels? Yeah, squirrels are tasty. All right, well, welcome to episode 12C, the third in a series of microcasts, kind of detailing the trip to New Brunswick, to the...
To New Brunswick?
No.
That would have been short.
We're from New Brunswick. Where are we again?
Oh, we're at...
Center of the Universe.
The Conquistador Compound.
Compound or complex, really?
It's a complex compound.
The Conquistador Complex compound.
Yes.
I like it.
Surrounded by the some of the finest podcasters in the industry.
In the universe.
Oh, okay. And Trevor's here, too.
And Trevor's here.
Stolenly
set up. Wait, I don't get it.
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
You just stab it. You stab him in the eye now.
Stab him now?
Yeah, and then I'll
he's got the M16. Don't give him that one. He's got a bigger one.
Very nice. Oh, he's got a bigger one.
Yeah, yours bigger than his.
His is bigger than mine.
Yeah. All right, so we do have quite the cast here. So we're going to go around the room real quick, introduce ourselves. I'll start off with...
Trevor the Frelatte.
Tim Foley.
Mary from Montreal.
Jasmine from Montreal.
Dave Kratke, the random guy.
The random guy.
There's always got to be a random guy.
Yes, token guy.
Brian Bolivar.
Jewel McClatchy, executive producer.
And of course, the warning shots here too. So we've got, service conditions radio.
Canadian service conditions radio.
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever. CRSRCTK.
I think he's a bit sensitive. I think so.
And then we've got the complete cast of, Radio Velocité. National.
No, it's not that
close. Close enough, right?
Yeah. Radio Velocité Québec.
Correct.
Natural,
very good.
That's what he said.
That's what I said.
Naturally.
Not Québec, Québec.
Montreal, Québec. Well, that's okay.
That doesn't count as Québec?
I don't know.
Or is that Quebec?
Yeah, it's Quebec.
That's Quebec.
Yeah, say it right. Would you? Quebec.
Quebec City is Quebec, right? They're in Quebec.
Quebec is in Quebec.
You got it.
Quebec is in Quebec.
So as you can see, we've derailed the show already. As you can
17
hear.
17 squirrels in this room. Really? We've already found one.
Let's talk a little bit today about what we did today.
Oh, you're going to let us in on the plan now?
Yeah.
Because we didn't talk about it before.
No, do we ever plan?
You do and then don't tell us.
It's okay. Better that way.
We completely skipped the intro too because I left it upstairs on the computer.
I'll use the other kind.
Pre-recorded one.
Yeah, I'll use the pre-recorded.
You guys pre-record your intro?
Yeah.
I should try
every time.
Every time.
No, he eagles through ours. It's great.
I should try that.
And then he has the identity crisis where he starts doing it in French, which is nice. So.
And not very good, though.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
So, today.
You tried.
What's the plan?
French to me.
The plan is, what did we do today?
What did you guys do today?
We drove from the 10X compound.
We did, yeah. And now let's talk about breakfast. Oh, my.
10X breakfast?
My goodness, that man can cook.
I don't think there's anything the man can't do.
Oh, he's versatile.
Is he single?
He's like a Gerber multi-tool.
No, he's not single. No.
No.
He's wed, has a child. Sorry, Tim.
Is he out for hire, though?
No.
Man.
No.
He's adopting.
I was thinking you needed to
Is he adopting? That's a question.
Tim's double-fisted.
He's got...
I didn't come out right.
It wasn't going to.
No.
So we started off with bacon, eggs, pancakes, fruit...
Yes.
Sausage.
Yeah, sausage. It was delicious.
You stop.
Then we drove a couple hours to here.
Silly 401 400 traffic, but not the same 400 traffic they had.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. Apparently you guys
welcome
some,
to Ontario.
Yeah. I want to go home.
Then one of the hosts of Canadian Service Conditions Radio took us to a range along with Random Guy.
Where were you, Brian? How come you didn't come? Oh, no, it was you that came. It was Foley.
Yeah, look at
Foley decided he wanted to work.
Yeah, got to pay for the Colts still.
He'd be paying for that for a while. So we went to the range, and we decided we would shoot the Mag 40 Classifier.
Yep. How'd that go, Brian?
Went really well up until, like, my last two rounds, I think.
Yeah.
Really, really well.
Well, you got, what, 498 or 398?
Something like
298. 298.
Or, sorry, 298, right, yeah. 300.
Was he using a Glock or
298 with my 1911 that functioned flawlessly.
He shot.
As it always does.
Yeah, he did a really good job.
Yeah.
How do you score, Trev? First time through.
299.
299 days. It's a good book.
Yeah, it's a great book.
Just saying.
And how did you score the first time?
Oh, I was horrible. I was all over the place. Of course, I didn't realize we were being serious.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot we were keeping score, he says.
Yeah, he says, yeah.
Whatever. I shot
after
a pretty
he
good
dropped his first one, he was like, oh, this is for fun, right, guys?
After I dropped my first one.
Watch how fast I can miss six more times.
Oh, you should see how fast there I can miss.
There are no McClatchies in Mag 40.
Well, that guy got three or four of them.
I thought
maybe you were trying to use the Force, and it just wasn't working.
No, the Force is weak with this one.
Evidently.
These aren't the SR9s you're looking for.
But, you know, it was a fun course of fire to attempt.
Yes, was I right?
Yeah, it's...
Not the most challenging thing you'll ever fire.
No,
it wasn't. That being said, I didn't shoot a 300 either time, so... There's something to be said.
That was your Chapman at 15?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't a fan of that, right? They're like, why?
I don't understand the Chapman stance.
Why would Charlie Chapman have a stance named after him? I don't understand.
Because Hitler stole his mustache and he's out to get him.
Oh.
It's a conspiracy, you
Chaplin,
see.
Chaplin, not Chapman.
So then we shot it again.
We did shot it again.
I went up, you went down. Matthew.
Well, I went horrible.
I went way up.
Matthew went way up. And yes. Why is that, Matthew?
Well, I was using my 22. I was running low on 9mm, so I was like, I'm doing this with a 22-45. Let me tell you, that thing can shoot.
Yes, yep. Because it has lineage of the 45.
It's true.
Did you see that stovepipe? I can't understand how that happened.
Oh, that was impressive.
Yeah, that was like, a stovepipe.
Shooting a 22-45 gets a stovepipe with a 45 ACP cartridge. I just don't.
He missed the whole 22 part in front of 45.
I just started jamming in 45 shells.
I mean, what? You could get that up inside there.
Anybody letting that go?
No, not touching that.
Okay, getting back to the classifier, I did shoot it twice, and the second time I used a different pistol, and the things went...
Ooh, that's true, too. Your second time around, you went from your 1911...
To my M&P.
To your M&P. I went from my Glock 17... To my Glock 35.
But yes. Does it shoot low?
No. All the misses were low. Yes.
Low and right.
Yeah, well, anyway.
And how's your front sight after Trevor got a hold of it?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Trevor, for deciding.
Filing?
Trevor, how it works is you're supposed to have the rear sight blocked out, not the front sight.
So...
Anyway. Rear sight. Oh, dang it. No wonder I'm not doing so good.
I shot his gun with... A mag of my ammo, no problems. I put in his blistering 115 grain ammo.
Woo-hoo!
Front sight fell off.
Wow, the white dot from the front sight.
Blistering 115,
Smith
it's like
quality.
Bulk.
They were
silly
stuff.
Amount of recoil for that round.
Whatever. Anyway, yeah, no, the dot on the front sight fell off. It's on the range somewhere. So,
and then Matthew goes, "Oh, it's right here," and he picks up. Oh, somebody's white plastic front sight.
But it was the wrong one.
Different
one. It didn't fit.
What are the chances?
What are the odds?
It was a piece of plastic front sight on the ground where we were standing, but it just happened to not be his. So apparently it's the range.
The range
sucks front sight, so.
Must be the magnetic field over there.
Yeah. It's slightly polarized, yes. Now, Cracky, you shot it as well. What did you think of it?
Did you lose the front sight?
It was good. My front sight stayed firmly on my 1911, but it's 1911, so. It was good. It was interesting. It was a ridiculous amount of time, which I'm not used to, and I hurried too much. And I was more or less on with most of my shots. I dropped, I think, 8 on the first one and a lot more.
He was premature.
So, yep. Premature ejection. But it was
jerky.
Good. It was a lot of fun.
You're very cut good. Off.
Oh, my.
He hears that a lot from females.
So what did we do after that? We did some rifle stuff.
We played with some rifle stuff. We played with your rifle.
We did play with my rifle a little bit.
Your listener donated
freebie.
Rifle.
Mostly free, yeah.
Now, did you come to a conclusion about your sighting system?
Well, the spark is doing something funny. I don't know if I'm pretty sure it's still holding zero, but on recoil, the dot dims and brightens on its own. So Maybe it's trying to read my mind and tell me where the brightness should be, but
it's
I think it's just
so you can see your targets.
Ah, there you go.
I think
actually it's broken. But
that's a theory.
Well, that's a theory. We're gonna go with that. So we used the backup sights, and I shot a couple of groups from 106 inches.
Yeah,
it's not an accurate rifle because I can shoot better than 6 inches at 100 yards with open or peep sight. So
yeah you're a rifle shooter, not a pistol. Well, you're a pistol shooter too, but you're more comfortable and more accurate with a rifle for bloody sure than I am. And so that rifle wasn't living up to.
Wasn't
your
living up to my. No, I don't think so.
No, because if I give you either one of mine or his.
But it was still a fun. I mean, it was still fun to shoot, and we did this.
We did a drill.
Not one of us actually did it.
No, none of us did it correctly.
Turned out to be harder in reality than it looked on paper.
Oh, that yes, we've proved that. So I was listening to the AR-15 podcast this week, and they listed off a drill where you start with 3 magazines of 5 rounds at 50 yards.
Perfect for Canada.
You shoot 5 rounds standing, do a mag change, transition to kneeling, shoot 5 rounds, mag change, transition to prone, and shoot 5 rounds. And the power time is 25 seconds. And you're given an 8-inch target, an 8-inch pie plate kind of thing. And not one of us shot it in 25 seconds.
Your first one especially was...
I don't think anybody shot it clean even, did they?
No.
Did anybody get...
Dave came closest. Yeah, he had 12.
Two shots.
Oh, 13 out of 15. I had 7 out of 15. You did better than me. You had...
Well, my second attempt, I had 12.
Did you 12? Okay.
Yeah, I had like 10.
That was Owen.
The first time I had major rifle malfunctions.
Yeah, your mags wouldn't lock. Major. Wouldn't go just, in.
Yeah, I'm having some. Yeah,
it wasn't
the first time
I've
ever had that problem with not locking back on my P mag, so I have to play around with that a little bit.
Yeah.
Some experimenting to do.
That's fun, though. As long as you figure it out, then the stress goes away, and then it becomes fun again.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. In the meantime, I'm just stressed.
What about those new mags that you tried? Did the bolt lock open on those?
The new mags that I got today were, they function flawlessly with that ammunition, so I'm thinking it's my P-Mags.
So last time we shot with you guys, his bolt broke.
Right.
This time he shoots with you guys, his mags break.
And his shotgun filler and I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dude, it's...
It's us.
It's... Yeah.
to be fair,
that
actually...
That plate in his head is...
Now, wait a minute. The last time Trevor shot one of my guns, he shot my AR-15 and broke the firing pin. Now he grabbed my M&P and...
and
destroyed the front sight.
Now, there's a pattern.
Oh my gosh, you touched my 1911.
He's clean.
Yeah, but if it starts jamming, that'll be normal anyway.
not my 1911.
I saw one 1911 jam today that needed a knife to clear it.
Yeah. That was cool, though. Pulled the knife right out, snap, gun was clear, carried on.
And it was the last round, so it didn't matter.
That's right.
What was funny was he didn't pull the big, huge knife that's in it on his chest rig that was really, really easy to access. He reached in his pocket to get his pocket knife out to do it.
Wow, by the time I pulled that, like using a crowbar.
The small sword he carries on his chest rig.
There was nothing cool about having a clear jam with a knife.
I think it's cool.
I could have gotten my fingers in there and done it, I think, but I would have really rather just done it with a knife and kept my fingers clear of my ejection port.
It's all good.
That's what she said!
No, that point was, don't say that.
You can edit that one. Because we were too busy giggling about it. Hint, hint.
I was going...
No way.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
So, you guys showed up at the range. How did your shooting go today?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we showed up a bit late.
And whose fault was that?
Toronto, Ontario.
Toronto.
Jasmine.
Why is it my fault?
Not with that race car.
Jasmine, you were there, it's your fault.
Yeah, I was there half of it.
More or less. Yeah, so unfortunately we came in a bit late.
Hold on now. Was it his fault that you couldn't find the range?
Yes.
No, it was a GPS fault.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Welcome to rural Ontario, where GPSs do not work.
It's too bad that somebody didn't send you a map. Directional arrows to point it right to the range.
I had a map. He's just that he had the difficulties reading it, I guess.
Yeah, my brain was not functioning very well.
Three hours of sleep.
Small car.
So what time did you get to leave?
We left around 9:30, and there was a bit of traffic, but it went pretty well. And unfortunately, when we arrived, you were packing up, so...
We waited as long as we could.
Yeah.
Actually, we're like, quick, pack up before those guys.
Well, when you saw us here.
Oh, guys, they're here, quick. Grab the brass, let's go.
He's not touching our guns.
I hope they didn't bring a registry with them.
Actually, that's over now. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't think we've actually announced it on the show. I'm sure it's old news for everybody. But what did you guys recently lose?
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So
you go ahead.
No, after you.
They are Canadian. No, really, you.
No, really, no.
What did we lose, or what did we gain?
Freedom. Sure.
Yeah, freedom, I guess, is part of it. Hopefully, they won't bring it to appeal. I actually did decide to bring it to appeal, but
are they going to win?
Is it even going to be heard?
It's extremely unlikely. I don't think so.
Yeah. Guys, what are we appealing?
Can we slow down and tell the listeners what we're talking about?
Yeah, I was just going to go there. Yeah.
Long gun registry for Quebec.
Yeah, long gun registry for Quebec has they've been denied. The federal government is saying no.
By their own judge.
You don't have rights to this data.
The Quebec Superior Court told the province of Quebec, not happening.
No. Unanimous decision, 5 judges.
Yeah. That's why I don't think it'll be a successful appeal. There's no way.
No. It was kind of like, who do you think you are?
Yeah.
So supposedly, I think there were about 1,200 cases that went to Superior Court, I think, and only 9 of them actually were accepted. So we'll see.
From Quebec Provincial Superior on up to Supreme Court of Canada.
And none of those had the unanimous decision.
Oh, wow. So chances are the Supreme Court of Canada is not even going to hear it.
Probably not.
Right.
Fantastic.
Probably not.
Love it.
Even though if they want to start their own registry, it's going to cost too much money. And
they were never serious about it to begin with. No, they were just posturing.
Because the second that the long gun registry fell, the criminal code was altered. And the law that existed that they could have used to charge you with not registering a gun was wiped off of the books.
So they couldn't have charged you anyway.
All they could say was, please register your gun.
And if you don't, we'll ask you to do it again.
Yeah, charge me.
Or a fine.
There will be
a fine. There's no law anymore. They couldn't even have given you a fine.
Punishment by process.
Yeah, they could have tried that crap, of course, but it wouldn't have gone anywhere. So, and, I mean, you know, you guys are obviously more in touch with the Quebec gun scene than we are, but was there a lot of gun shuffling? Was there a lot of people, here, take this gun, I'll take this gun, and selling guns and not calling to transfer?
Well, it's really new, so I guess they'll do it eventually, but... I guess.
Yeah.
That would make sense, at least.
Oh, I mean, I think that's what the Quebec residents should have been doing, was just the gun shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they were able to maintain the data, it would have been invalid anyway.
Well, most of it is invalid anyway.
Not that it was accurate before.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, we celebrated pretty much and, brought out a Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
There's a very, very, very large bottle of Kraken upstairs. Which, if I understand correctly, needs to be empty before.
Oh, it must be released.
Very good.
Wow, you see those daggers from across the room?
We gotta be careful because, there's far more, spiritus libation in this house than
all of us
than we can responsibly consume in the time.
I kept it for tomorrow night.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So
that's probably better, seeing as we all probably need to be on pretty good form for tomorrow.
We're going to an event tomorrow.
Let's talk about tomorrow. What's going on tomorrow?
Let's shift gears.
Yeah.
Brian, you're the host. What are we doing?
We are going to Gulf Sportsman Club to the Canadian Reload Radio charity shoots.
Very good. That'll be fun. We'll do some handgun shooting in the morning and then some...
We are going to kick the snot out of some zombie targets.
That'll be fun, and we'll even shoot them, probably.
That would be more fun.
That will be more fun. Instead of kicking them, why don't we shoot them?
We're not martial artists, are we? No.
I'm not. No.
No.
Names aren't even martial.
Stabbery?
You can stab them. That'll be
cool. I don't think it's in the range.
What, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
and Owen's not here.
30.
Is that possible?
Owen's not here.
We can't do it.
Probably not.
If you start running with a knife, I'm going to let you.
Patch it up.
Yep, so there'll be that.
Can you use a quarter patch and a knife wound? I don't think you can.
Tear them in quarters.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. And then some silhouette in the afternoon and then a barbecue, so that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And then I guess after that, we're coming back here real quick and then heading home the next morning. Trevor and I are anyway.
Kick your livers.
And Jewel. Oh, you're leaving Jewel behind.
Jewel's coming too, I guess.
Jewel just moved in.
Woohoo!
And well, we're going to try and hit some. We're going to try and hit Shooter's Choice on the way down in the morning.
On the way, we got to buy a gun for Muffin.
Right.
And you said I can't buy a gun?
No, there's no reason for you to buy one.
It's Trevor. He has to buy a gun.
Oh, look at the puppy.
Can
I please buy a gun?
This. Why are you getting a 10/22 when you can get a clearly superior rifle in the 7.95?
Because he has to buy a gun. Because
then you can get a cool
takedown
and make it look like something else.
Is it a takedown model?
Takedown. No. Get the backpack.
Oh. No, it's just a regular model, right?
Yeah, totally bone stock wood.
Yeah, it's, camel? So it's something you buy to like modify and make cool.
Yeah.
Trevor, modify a gun?
No.
No.
A question.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Is Muffin into that? Like, is he a gun accessorizer?
Oh, a little bit. Not so much.
Yeah. 36 does, you know,
a little bit of pollet. No.
Mm.
The quickest way to ruin a 10/22 is wrap it in Archangel plastic.
Yeah.
But it looks cool.
No, it doesn't.
No, I've seen his picture. Yeah, I saw pictures of his.
You know, it was hard looking. I got that thing out the door as fast as I could.
The 36 looked good.
Took a $100 hit on it just to get rid of it.
Yeah.
How about the SR-22?
Oh, yeah. That's different. Because that is all aluminum. The coolest thing after the SR-22 is the Troy Industries modular system for it. And that one's even cooler because it's sleeker. It's more compact. It looks a lot less bulky and square.
How about putting wood stock on the SR-22?
Oh, I'm in.
How about you leave?
Why don't you give him one of the Mossbergs?
You know,
with a wood stock?
No, because he had a 10/22 and they want to replace it with a 10/22.
It's on the way.
Oh.
That's right.
So in fact, you're wrong, Matthew. Then
no.
He should be buying a 10/22.
Yeah, but not for himself. He wants to buy another one for himself.
Oh,
and I'm saying,
well, you
no,
two.
That's
one.
Silly.
Two for one.
Oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, no. Yes. No.
I'm
yes.
sure we can all agree I'll find something to spend money I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
You always can.
Well, yeah,
shake and bake.
You're a bad influence. Go home.
You are going to head up to Elwood Apps on Sunday.
Oh, more money to spend.
You must go to Elwood Apps.
So yes.
Apps is going to be about gear, things. Not about a gun.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to Apps.
Right. I need a sling.
I got lots.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you should have a sling.
To break your arm?
Slings are good.
Not that kind of sling.
Rifle sling.
You might need
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Ow!
I showed Brian my rifle sling today. It was just me carrying my gun.
You're right. You need a sling.
It wasn't really all that effective for transition.
It really wasn't. You know, I got the muzzle in the dirt.
Chunk of paracord.
Yeah. It's chunk cheap. Of paracord.
That
worked.
Yeah. Seemed good.
I want to
duct tape.
I want to take a second and thank the Conquistador here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for the hospitality.
Thanks, Brian.
Good. Podcaster pool party.
Yeah, it was
Tyrannosaurus.
That didn't sound right.
Tyrannosaurus steaks on the barbecue.
Yeah. They were big steaks.
The cookies were good, Timbo.
And let's talk about the cake.
Cake. Mm.
Let's talk about the cake. As you guys know,
there was cake.
I enjoy a
secret ingredient.
I enjoy a Dr. Pepper from time to time.
By time to time, he means 8 per day.
No, I usually only drink 1 or 2.
There's 4 in the car right now, heating up.
Yeah,
I
do enjoy it warm. Brian discovered a recipe for a cake that includes a can of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. It doesn't include the can, it includes the liquid in there.
Right. So
crunchy, yes.
So the recipe called for a can of Dr. Pepper, and so he's like, there's no reason not to bake this. So he backed me a cake. Those of you on Facebook will get that joke.
And the proof was awesome.
The proof was in the pudding.
Which is a proof.
Yeah, apparently I can't spell and or type, either or. Anyway.
It was delicious.
I spoke good on Bookface.
Yeah. But typed really
the autocorrect.
Yeah, it was delicious. And I got to tell you, thank you.
Hey, you know what? It was just one of those things. Hey, this is really silly. I'm going to do this.
Let's do this.
Why did I find a receipt for X-Lax afterwards, though? Are we going to regret this?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up quick, guys.
Tim.
Crampy, cramp.
Oh, right. It was in his piece.
Right.
So. No, it was kind of odd because it's the first time I baked anything since grade 8 home ec class.
I was going to jump all over that, but.
Why would you do that?
And it was for Matthew.
And he used an easy bake oven.
Jewelry boxes?
Can you pull out your man card, please?
You know what? I'm not.
Give us the man card.
I'm just not a cufflink kind of guy.
But apparently you're a grade 8 home ec kind of guy. Give us the man card.
I had to take it. It wasn't an option.
You could have quit school. As well that he has not baked a cake for his wife, but he did make one for Matthew.
You're so dead.
Yeah, it's awkward, I have to tell you. It's awkward.
You're staying here tonight, right?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm locking the door and
you stay at my place
couple of dozen times.
And you've never baked me a
never
cake.
Never baked a cake. Never will.
You baked me bacon, and that's cool.
See, that's different.
That's cool.
Yeah, but I haven't made you a cake.
Look,
I'm
McCain,
gonna...
here. I suggest using the air to block your door and just jam it under the knob.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll be there to chair. Protect him.
Right. No,
he looks hurt. Look at him. He looks hurt.
To me.
He's turning red. He his eyes are weepy.
It's okay.
It was good cake, though.
It was delicious.
Well, it was edible, yeah.
You should actually do this more often.
I made him a cake and now you're picking on me.
Hey, now, I didn't...
If there were two cakes...
Okay, yeah, I sort of did say that. Yeah, I'm guilty.
But you made steak, so you keep them in.
But the steak really balanced it out.
There's a lot of four-inch thick steaks.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
And some of them were extra crispy.
I liked them. True. Yeah, I had the
Tyrannosaurus steaks. Yeah. Fred would have been probably steak the core. The car.
What's odd is actually I was going to do burgers, but the steaks were less work.
Yeah, it's funny.
Just had to pull them out of the freezer and throw them in the
burger. How that works.
We get doing this.
So we didn't hear much from Jewel today. How'd you do at the range?
Great. I have only
don't look at me. I didn't do it.
50 pages left in my book.
Yeah.
That was awesome. It looked at Trevor, and it was someone else.
I know. Right away, I get the bite.
That was awesome. Yeah.
There are monsters, and there were fighting, and there's killing.
Look,
sure.
She interacted with us when we were shooting. She said, can I have an extra pair of earmuffs?
Yes, she did. I'm going to get my blanket.
MMP is so loud. First it was blanket, and then it ended with, I have to sit in the car and turn on the air conditioning. What a day. We had some crazy weather.
It's almost like she's a girl.
Weird.
Matthew, it's almost like your wife is a girl.
That's awkward again. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this up. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye,
everybody.
So if you have any comments or questions for the show, please send an email to slamfireradio@gmail.com. Now go grab a gun and shoot something. When the talking is over, time to get a gun.